Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. This is our critique to the propaganda of Professor Green, who is a liberal professor from Luther College. He is the one who wrote the books about Islamophobia. I believe he is one of the inventors for the term Islamophobia, because as we know, as we already covered that in a brief study, Islamophobia, fact or fiction, that any person with logic, any person with common sense, any person who have ever read the Quran or the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, which are the two source of the foundation of Islam, must be afraid of this savage cult. So it is not an irrational fear, but it is a very rational fear. It is a logical fear. And let me be clear here, I'm not asking you as a Christian believer to live in fear, because the Bible teaches us not to fear. But with logic, you don't stand in front of a train that is coming at a fast speed and you tell me that you don't have any fear. For some fear makes us aware of what is happening around us, which is good because it keeps us safe. So, Islamophobia, an invention by people like Professor Green, and now he's using this lecture to his audience, students and others, to build his propaganda to stop people like me from speaking the truth about Islam. Because believe it or not, there is one word Muslims and liberals use to literally hinder our ministry, to shut us down. Oh, what you just say is a proof that you're an Islamophobic. There's nothing to fear in Islam. This is the best answer Professor Green and others like him can present to respond to the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. That's why Professor Green will never allow any of his audience to quote for him such teachings which goes against his propaganda that what we teach about Islam is simply an Islamophobic agenda. Now, here is a summary of what Professor Green has already shared with us in the first portion of his study. So listen carefully as we will offer our rebuttal after his teaching.
Okay, that's where we have been. So we see that trajectory. Increasing attention and appeal to Islamophobic narratives, policies, ways of instrumentalizing Islamophobia to galvanize or to mobilize the electorate in the Republican Party, and the Democratic Party that doesn't quite know how to find its narrative when it comes to Islamophobia. Sometimes pushing back against it, sometimes kind of pulling back, oftentimes doing a little bit of both, as we've seen in Obama's case and Clinton's case.
What an amazing summary. The Republicans are bringing this Islamophobia to the surface for one purpose, and that one purpose is to motivate those who will go out and vote for the Republican Party, as if there is nothing wrong about Islam. And all what Mr. Trump is doing is lying to the American people by telling them the Democrats will not protect you. I will protect you from the evil Muslims. You see, that is the whole entire reason why the Republicans, Trump and others, were using the Islamophobia in their talking points to help themselves to win the victory of the White House. But on the other hand, Professor Green is telling us that the Democrats did not have a standard. They did not take the responsibility to expose such lies given by the Republicans about Islamophobia. But here is the truth, my friends, as you already know it from listening to our teaching throughout the years, that the problem is in Islam, and neither the Republicans or the Democrats will say anything to expose Islam for what it is to the American people. Trust me, if our politicians ever get serious about educating the American people about the danger of Islam, trust me, one of the two things will happen. They will be killed by the so-called moderate Muslims whom Professor Green is bragging about, or they will have a great victory and America will be set free from that savage cult, the cult of Islam, including the Muslims themselves in that community who will get saved and leave the cult of Islam. Because as you know, there is only two reasons why Muslims leave Islam. That is when they get educated about the Quran and Muhammad. And if Muslims can leave Islam by learning the truth about Islam, why can't the American people vote right? That is to vote for those who will protect them, those who stand firm with our constitution by being educated about the savage cult of Islam. But once again, neither the Republicans or the Democrats will do that. And this is a cheap shot from Professor Green or anyone who will ever speaks on the topic of Islamophobia. And the proof is very simple. We have offered him and people like him the challenge for a debate on that topic, but they will never accept the challenge for the debate. You know why? Because they know they will lose the debate miserably. Because we got the truth, which is Islam itself, as it can be found in the Quran, Allah's words, and in the Hadith, the teaching of Muhammad, and more important than that, as Muhammad and all the Muslims have been practicing Islam for the last 1400 years. But now let's move on to the next item on the agenda of Professor Todd Green and why he gave this lecture.
That being said, what can we expect as we now go full throttle in the summer and the fall into the 2019-2020 election cycle? Well, I anticipate four specific strategies being employed by the Republican Party leadership, particularly Trump, in the next election cycle. And so I'll tell you what those are in a moment, and then we can just expect more of the same from the Democrats, as far as I can tell so far.
The greatest of all, Professor Green, knows exactly what are the strategic steps which the Republicans and the Democrats will be taking for the 2020 election. He actually summarized them in four specific strategies. That is concerning what Mr. Trump, the Republican, by the leadership of Trump, will be taking to continue in their spreading of the propaganda of Islamophobia, as Professor Green claims. But also, on the other hand, he said that the Democrats will do the same, as far as he can tell, which means the Democrats will not take a stand to literally speak the truth about the Muslims and Islam, to expose Islamophobia, to end the existence of the Islamophobia, because believe it or not, if the Democrats will do exactly what he wishes to do, it will be very simple. It's locking up people like me in some prison to end the existence of the Islamophobia in America. That's exactly what Professor Green and all liberals and all Muslims in America desire for our politicians to do. Pass a law in the Congress and say no more criticizing Islam, no more speaking unpolitely or unlovingly or unkindly about the Muslims of America. And if anyone will do such a thing, he or she must be arrested, locked up for years in prison. And maybe we just kill them, as Muslims wishes, as we have already heard their voice clearly, teaching that even amongst the elite of the Muslim, very educated, those who live among us here in America. They want criticism of Islam to be a crime, punishable by death. But let's move on to see the first two strategies which Professor Green is talking about. Here is the first of these four strategies.
I think the creeping Sharia narrative has been a winner since 2010 in Newt Gingrich. I think you'll see Trump and his surrogates and maybe a few other authors in the Republican Party continue to push that narrative.
Here we go, America. Professor Green loves to repeat himself with his lies because, don't forget, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, naive liberal Americans for sure will believe it. The first strategic goal the Republicans or Trump will be using is creeping Sharia narratives, because it was a winner. It worked in 2010 and it will continue to work in 2020. My friends, I think Professor Green is living in a coma. He did not know that it is not creeping Sharia, but it is actually steadily increasing Sharia narratives. You know what creeping is? Slow creature like some bugs who have short legs moving slowly into our life and our system. But that's not the case of Sharia anymore. Maybe Professor Green needs to be reminded next time he drinks a can of Coca-Cola that he is paying 2.5% of the profit of this company of Coca-Cola to help and aid the Muslim jihadi of planet Earth through Sharia finance, which exists all over the financial network here in America. That is our banks, our insurances, and many businesses.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
This is reality. Maybe Professor Green needs to go to some public schools in Detroit and Dearborn. Maybe he needs to go to some prisons or some jails. Maybe he needs to examine our soldiers whom we are serving halal food all over America. Not just in America, but even overseas. Maybe Professor Green needs to learn that Sharia is already here in America. We're not talking about creeping Sharia. Once again, we're talking about steadily increasing Sharia narratives all over America. And trust me, neither Trump or any of the Republicans will have the guts to speak of Sharia in America like I do, because they're not ready yet to get rid of the political correctness, which is a destruction of America. Because if they would say anything about Sharia like I do, for sure they will be removed from office, not by the Democrats, as Professor Green thinks, but by the Republicans who claim to be conservative. But they are Republicans in name only. Those whom we call the Rhino. This is item number one concerning the first strategy the Republicans will be using for the 2020 election. Now let us talk about the second item, which Professor Green would love his audience to learn concerning the Republicans and the 2020 election.
I think you will see Trump and his surrogates try more deliberately to conflate Muslims, Middle Easterners, and migrants. Try to turn the debate over immigration south of the border and the need for immigration reform and a wall also into a debate over Muslims and Islam, which is, for some of you, may not sound strange if this is the only election you paid attention to, but in my lifetime, debates over immigration in the United States have not really ever been about the great debates over Muslims and Islam. In Europe, that's definitely the case. But particularly south of the border, that has not been a debate about Muslims and Islam, but Trump has been trying to make it into that as well. I brought receipts, so I'm going to show you that in a moment.
So now we learn about the second strategy of Mr. Trump. He's going to lie again and scare the daylights out of the American people concerning our borders. He's going to scare them by telling them the Muslims, the terrorists, are coming through the borders to destroy America. Vote for me, and I will protect our borders. I will protect you. By the way, I believe constitutionally, the only job or the only responsibility for the President of the United States of America is to protect the country, to protect its people. That is the most important job for the president. And thank God, Mr. Trump is doing a great job so far in the last 3 years. And I believe that's one of the reasons why many conservatives will vote for him for the next 4 years. But is it true that the Republicans are lying, confusing the people of America and scares the daylight of them about Muslims entering our country illegally? And if you go online to do some search about that, you find so many opinions. Some will say it's true and some will tell you it's a lie. And the most ridiculous reason for why it is a lie, they will tell you because many of these Muslims who came through our border illegally did not harm us yet. Yet is extra from me. Since we have so many illegal Muslims in America and they did not harm us, that means that is just a rumor. This is just a lie by Mr. Trump. But others will tell you it's not true at all. No Middle Eastern Muslims ever cross our borders illegally. This is just simply a lie from Trump and all the Republicans like him. But here's the truth. There are plenty of the people of the earth who cross our borders illegally from almost every country on planet Earth. But here are some of those who come from Muslim countries. If we say from India, where there's 14% Muslims, or from Bangladesh, where there are 90% Muslims, or from Pakistan, which is 96% Muslim country, or Eritrea, which is 48% Muslims, how about Turkey, 99% Muslims, or Nigeria, 50% Muslims. Israel itself have 18% Muslims. Ethiopia, 34% Muslims. Somalia, 99% Muslims. Indonesia, 87% Muslims. Jordan, 94% Muslims. Egypt, 90% Muslims. Kosovo, 96% Muslims. Afghanistan, 100% Muslims. Iraq, 99% Muslims. Saudi Arabia, 97% Muslims. Lebanon, where there are 60% Muslims. How about Yemen, where there are 99% Muslims? Syria, 83% Muslims. Morocco, 99% Muslims. And I can go on and on and on with the rest of the 57 Muslim countries who many of their people cross our country borders illegally. Professor Todd Green is trying to convince his audience that there are no Muslims come to our country through our border illegally. But the reality is this. The Muslim terrorists know for certain if they will go to the American embassy in their countries, they will not get a visa. So the only option they have to come to America, it is simply to cross our borders illegally. And that's exactly what they have been doing. Here's a fact, America. The people of the earth are not very happy where they are. And the people of the earth know for sure that the best place to live in the world today is America. That is, the United States of America. That's why the people of the earth are coming to America. But here's another fact. Muslims in the Middle East hate to see America a successful country. Especially when they know the teaching of Islam. Where Allah said, kill the infidels. And what a great way to do jihad is to go to the enemy to fulfill the duty which Allah ordained for the Muslim believers in the teaching of the Quran. You see, we have one verse which is repeated in the Quran 11 times, but Professor Green is not very familiar with that verse. And let me quote that verse for you. For example, in Quran chapter 9 and verse 20, we read, those who believed and immigrated and performed jihad for the sake of Allah with their money and with their lives of the highest degree with Allah. And those are the triumphant. So here are the facts of that verse. There are Muslim believers who immigrate, left their homes, their country, their people to go all the way to America and perform jihad for the sake of Allah. That's exactly why the Muslim terrorists immigrate and come to America, legally or illegally. And from this verse, we also learn that there are two types of jihad in Islam. Jihad with money and jihad with lives. So trust me, there are plenty of Saudi Muslims who would love to come to America to kill us, like the 15 of the 19 hijackers of September 11. But there are plenty more of Saudi Muslims who would love to support the jihadi by performing jihad with their money. And these are the Muslims who literally spend millions of dollars to bring the Muslims of the earth to America, that they will perform jihad with their life for the sake of Allah. And that is the problem which Professor Green does not acknowledge. Mr. Trump is not scaring you about our borders, as we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the question-answer session of Professor Green, when he mocked the idea that there are Muslims coming to America through the borders. And we got plenty of evidence that this is true, not propaganda. The Muslims who wish us death are already here in America. And as I shared before, I repeat again, we have plenty of Muslims already in America whom Professor Green called radicals or extremists. I simply call them Muslim believers, for that is what they call themselves, or more important, that's how Allah and Muhammad calls them, Muslim believers. And that huge number of Muslim believers who are here in America are big enough to destroy America twice in 5 minutes. That itself is enough alarming that we should take care of our borders, that we must do everything we can not to add to the problem which we already have in our country. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.